It's the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. It's only been a couple of months since the widened Panama Canal opened, but already it's having an effect on the Gulf Coast. We heard news this week that the first ship carrying liquefied natural gas from U.S. fracking was heading through the canal to China. That ship came from a port on the Louisiana-Texas border. But further along the coast, the Port of Houston has been prepping for this vast opportunity with $1 billion in planned upgrades. From Houston, Gail DeLauder has this report.
It's a hot, humid morning at the Port of Houston. I'm looking at a line of towering dockside cranes rising through the heat and haze behind a wall of colorful containers.
Well, right now we're at our Bayport Terminal, the newest facility at the Port of Houston Authority.
That's Ryan Mariocker, who oversees the port's container terminals. He's showing me 9 new cranes they've bought for that terminal that are almost 28 stories tall. They've also dredged the port's channels to accommodate the bigger vessels. Those ships need a depth of about 45 feet of water, about 5 feet more than before. Port officials expect about a 15% boost in activity by 2020.
Here presently in 2016, we're about halfway through our master plan development build-out, and we'll continue to build out over time as volume increases.
The Port of Houston primarily handles cargo that travels by truck, and the region already has an extensive highway network. Chief Commercial Officer Ricky Kuntz says it's a pretty even mix of imports and exports, and that's one of their selling points. Kuntz says containers arrive in Houston full, and they leave full.
Ocean carriers obviously like that, because if you're carrying an empty box, you're not making any money.
Coming into Houston are ships carrying consumer goods, like clothes and electronics. When they head out, many are loaded with plastic resins generated by the petrochemical industry.
This is new cargo that is being generated for export, and it's only for export.
This should translate into hundreds of new jobs in logistics and distribution. Maria Burns is with the Center for Logistics and Transportation Policy at the University of Houston. She says schools need to train young people for this new era.
Anything from business, being an entrepreneur, being a leader, could also help you learn things about the supply chain and also trade, transportation mode, and technologies. They'll blend together so well.
The port expects business to really pick up starting in 2017. In Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder for Marketplace.